from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist, and today we're listening to a great singer, we're reading comic books, and we're dancing with Romeo and Juliet. David Wiegand and I rehearse the balcony scene every week, and you never come down, David.
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said. Well, and there's such a
there's so
a
much
long
competition
catalog there. But yes. Anyway, thank you so much.
Well, good morning. And let's start with an artist on her final world tour.
I'm not the sort of person who falls in and quickly out of love, but to you I gave my affection right from the start. I have a lover who loves me. How could I?
That's Joan Armatrading, and you can really hear in this song from 1981 how she mixes jazz and folk and pop music.
Yeah.
Such a long career, and she is saying now that she's not going to do any big world tours
anymore. Yeah, I know. I mean, I will say that she started saying that in 2013, and she's still on the road. But I think you're right. I mean, she's always sort of followed her own beat. I mean, she does what she wants to do. I mean, as wonderful as she is, she hasn't had like huge hits in this country, but everybody knows her music and everybody knows her name. It's just an incredible voice. I love her singing.
Joan Armatrading plays the Regency Ballroom. It's a solo show on Tuesday. San Francisco hosts a lot of festivals and conventions, but the San Francisco Comics Fest starts on Sunday and goes through the 10th, is the only one celebrating the Bay Area's history of the comic arts, and we have a pretty rich one.
We have a very, very rich one, and this is actually the first time they've ever done this. This is going to be a week-long celebration of comics, and also a little bittersweet because some of the events are taking place at the Cartoon Art Museum, which has to find a new home after the end of June.
Right, they lost their lease.
Their lease. But there's some really, really cool things here. And one of them that I'm really looking forward to, or that I don't know that I'll be able to attend it, but I love it, is that there is a mangaka festival. It's like doing comics as a game, like drawing comics as a game on Sunday. And that sounds like one of the best things there. But there's so much here. There's workshops and a lot of chances to experience why comics are so infectious.
This is the first ever San Francisco Comics Fest. Is at venues around San Francisco Sunday through May 10th. Some dance music now, please. That's music from Romeo and Juliet by Prokofiev, and that always makes me think of the Dance of the Hippopotami in Fantasia, but maybe that's just
right.
Me. Anyway, but the San Francisco Ballet is reviving its version of the ballet, Romeo and Juliet, and this is really Helgi Thomasson's version.
It is.
And it's a wonderful celebration of his 30 years with this company.
It really is. It's been a huge hit ever since he created it. And, you know, he's made some adjustments here and there to the choreography and to the story, but it remains justifiably a huge audience pleaser.
And he told us recently he's reviving this ballet because there are so many great roles for the company's great dancers.
First of all, yes, it is very close to my heart. It's conveying a story and a love story and all that entails, and jealousies and hatred and killings, and, you know, it's about life.
The San Francisco Ballet's production of Romeo and Juliet opens tonight and continues at the Opera House through May 10th. Puppet shows aren't just for kids, and that's especially true when it's a piece about this amazing act of restorative justice, the Truth Commission in South Africa. And this is a touring show by the Handspring Puppet Company out of South Africa, which is reviving the show and bringing it here to the Bay Area.
That's right. The company was formed in 1981 in South Africa. They have a very political, social point of view, obviously. This piece that they're reviving is you know, very apartheid era. But I think it's important for us to remember that apartheid wasn't that long ago. And in some parts of the world, obviously, discrimination is still raging rampant.
Yeah, the Handspring Puppet Company revives Ubu and the Truth Commission at Cal Performances tonight through Sunday. It's at the Zellerbach Playhouse on the Cal Berkeley campus. Now let's go dancing. This is EDM that even I like. The band is called East India Youth. It's really not a band, though. It's this guy named William Doyle out of England.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a weird mix of trancey music, sort of, and then stuff you can dance to.
And it, definitely gets into a synth pop realm in a lot of it, too. This is his first album, which was Total Strife Forever, was shortlisted for the Mercury Prize in 2014. Didn't win it, but that's a great album. And he has a new album out now. And I love listening to him. I mean, it's very British in so many ways, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, a very beautiful voice, too. East India Youth plays The Independent tomorrow night. And we've got time for some extras now. David, you wanted to mention a new kind of art fair.
I did. It's called the Startup Art Fair, and it's put together by artists who are very active artists, but they aren't necessarily represented by galleries. And so they decided to create their own gallery. It's going to be down at the Hotel del Sol, which is on Lombard Street. And you go behind every blue door, and there'll be an individual artist there who will be showing you his or her work. So it's a great way to just sort of sample a whole bunch of things and, you know, without having to go to a gallery per se.
Yeah, plus there's 3 weekends of Silicon Valley Open Studios.
That's right. That begins this weekend too. And every weekend in May, pretty much, you will be able to sample all the things that are going on in the South Bay. And people often don't think that there's a lot of art in the South Bay, but that's wrong.
Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/thedolist. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.